Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Misfit Toys.
Wow. A little bit of background music. This really is a professional show. You got to admit it. I mean, come on, admit it. If you're a first-time listener.
Honey, this isn't even this is just a part of the show he does into his phone, and then he throws to the show at the studio. Oh, if you think this is good, you haven't seen nothing.
Wow. Today is the second half of Eddie Pepitone. Wow. James Adomian's coming up in the next week or the week after. I think it's the week after. I know it's one of those weeks. And I'm in Springfield, Missouri right now. I hope it's Missouri. I better look in the hotel, the phone. Hold on. Don't go anywhere, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Wait, I can't even get this on. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Hold on. It's Missouri. It's the blue room. I always get it confused because I know there's another room, blue room, but I'm in Missouri. Blue room, Missouri. At the blue room, two shows. Well, we did a show last night. It was great. And then we have two shows tonight, Friday night. The month of December, the year is 2021, just in case you're like, is this an old podcast? Two shows tonight, Friday night, and two shows tomorrow, Saturday. Then I head back Sunday. Back to Los Angeles. I hope you're doing all right. I've been a little stressed out lately. Today I started to go down that rabbit hole. Oh, it's always something. I just had like a little plumbing problem at my house. No big deal. But like when you're on the road, you're like, oh, I hope it's all getting fixed right. And then you start thinking, oh, it's always something. I go, stop. Don't do that to yourself. Don't stop that. Things happen and great things happen too. Fun things happen. I'm telling myself that. And I'm telling you if you need to hear it. But believe me, I'm the one who needs to hear it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm sorry if I'm making a lot of noise and moving around. I'm going to go over to the phone. Well, I want to make sure that I'm saying the right city. I can't even tell. Oh, man, all this. Hold on, don't go anywhere. Don't lose me, I'm making a little noise, but I'll get back to my Springfield, Missouri. You'd think I'd know the city I was in. It's pathetic. Am I still recording? Yes. Alright, well, I'm just spending a little quality time with you folks. I'm sitting up in my bed, in my hotel room, which is my favorite thing to do. I don't like that music. I like this music. Hey, by the way, just in case, you never know. You never know. Ba 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 ba. There we go. Just in case you think I forgot about you. Do you think I forgot about you? Really? Do you? I didn't forget. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Oh, thank you, Jennifer. That was very pretty. Happy birthday. You need a little special shout out of love. Well, I hope you enjoy the show. I think everyone knows I added the John and Peters after my Philadelphia, and I'm in Philadelphia in January. The 13th, 14th, 15th. And then that 17th Monday, I'm going to do John and Peters. And then I'm going to head to Pittsburgh for the big arcade comedy theater. Jason's birthday. It's big celebration weekend. Oh, we're going to go silverware stealing. Some people go Christmas caroling. We go silverware stealing. But, what we do is me and Jason pull up. And then Melissa, she gets out of the car and she runs in. We play this music. We're like, go get us silverware. And she runs into the restaurant and then she grabs us silverware and she takes it and steals it. Right, I'm just being silly. Well, what else do you got to do in life? What else do you have to do? Well, enjoy the show today. There's really nothing else to say. It was so much fun. I hope you're doing good. Give yourself a big squeeze. Give yourself a hug. Just do nothing. Try for a few days not doing anything. Maybe you don't want to do anything. Although, no, sometimes it's good to do something. All right. Aristotle, you're the best. We now join the Todd Glass Show. Already in progress. Let me hear that again. I like it.
Just do it!
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 Margaret, I got three things I want you to do. Get me underwater restaurant on the phone. I want to eat underwater. Number two, get me a magic marker so I can write on the walls, murder the pig. Margaret, I want you to sew me a replica of the constitutional crisis. Do it!
It's such a big order. It's such a big order, but he recites it like it's like, get me this person on the phone,
yeah.
Get me the file, you know. Yeah. No, he's reciting like, you know, frame this person. That's quite the task. Oh, Eddie.
That is a funny idea that then you would see Margaret like trying to frame this guy Hal for the bank robbery.
I think she does it beautifully.
And she just drops a dime to the cops and she's like, yeah, hi, this is Steve. She disguises a voice. She's just a genius. And for some reason she works for this idiot. She goes, yeah, this is Steve from the Hole in the Wall gang. Hal did this thing earlier today. Hal Bixby. Hal Bixby, the guy with the stains on his T-shirt. And the cops immediately arrest Hal Bixby.
Oh, God. Better than Bill Bixby. We'll be back with the Todd Glass Show, everybody.
We're grateful for Aristotle. We're grateful for Aristotle. We're grateful for Aristotle on the Todd Glass Show. He reads us a poem. We're lucky to know him. We're grateful to Aristotle and his use of reverb. We're grateful for Aristotle. We're grateful for Aristotle. We're grateful for
Hello, I'm your captain.
All right, listen, that's not the type of show I do where you're like, what the fuck's going on? Then I come back to you. How are your cats?
My cats?
Yes.
Well, they're...
Oh, I'm sorry I brought it up.
Katie, I have now two. We had five.
Wow.
There was some gunplay. No, one of the cats got a gun. One of the cats got a very small gun.
No,
they can
and killed the other cats.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. We put.
Tell me the truth. Don't push me.
I'll tell you what happened.
I'm not in the mood, Eddie. I'll be honest with you.
We
not in the mood.
We put catnip in a gun, in a revolver, and we didn't know how out of hand it was. No, they're fine. One of my cats is getting old. Do you have cats?
No, but I had a cat, too, in my lifetime, and they're great.
You don't have any animals?
I don't.
And why is that?
Because I...
You're here a lot.
I know. I told someone, now it's just laziness. I want to get a golden... a golden doodle.
One thing about
or
doggies...
Or a labradoodle.
One thing about doggies... Get a snickerdoodle.
Or a jewy doodle. Do you ever have a jewy doodle? it's great. Only in Israel you can get them. They're delicious. They're little pastries they sell.
Tel Aviv. Oh. Today in the Times,
what happened?
Tel Aviv, they said, is the number one expensive city in the world now.
Mm. Well, that's not good for the people that live there, obviously. So,
well, if they're living there, they're doing well, I think.
Well,
unless they're just hanging on, like one guy, Shlomo, is working 20 jobs, you know, like, God damn it, these rents are fucking killing me. I gotta drive the Sfizi, and then I gotta get off work. I gotta make all kinds of shit.
Oh God!
Where is Aristotle, by the way?
Oh, Aristotle! Don't we have a jingle with his name in it?
Where is he?
He got hit by a truck. Smushed all over the internet. The interstate.
All over the internet.
No, he was smushed to pieces. They couldn't. All we saw was his hair, which was undamaged. And they go, that's Aristotle. That's his hair. Everything else squished into a million pieces. True story.
We're grateful for Aristotle. We're grateful for Aristotle. We're grateful for Aristotle.
Anyway, enough. Eddie. So your cat. So now you had three.
I had five, and now.
And
we're
then
down
how old are the two that you have?
Well, one is getting really up there. She's like 15, I think. So, you know. And then there's that's Katie, and then Sherman is he's good. He's like 11. And
okay, so he's
they're both pretty physically okay, but I think Katie is sort of reaching the end because now she stays in and reads a lot. You know what I mean? Like she'll just stare at the, ingredients on the cat kibble, you know? She'll just stare.
Do you want to prank call Steve Fine Arts?
He's in New York now.
I know. Let's prank call him.
All right.
You think you could trick him to think that maybe you were Danielle?
Who's sitting next to him?
Or whatever prank you want. I don't want to... By the way, you know the joke will be that he's going to do.
Hi, Mr. Fine Arts.
Yeah, yeah. We'll
now, do you have a number that he won't recognize?
No, but... Okay. I'll...
Because I always have a burner phone for pranks.
Oh. It makes me look like less of a, you know, commitment to the bit. Oh, yeah. If you can't bring a burner phone, you're really screwing up a bit by this thing.
Well, I mean, he's going to see your name come up.
Call Steve Fine Arts.
Calling Steve Fine Arts home.
Oh, no. Okay, I just blocked you now with block call, so you can call him on your phone. He won't see it's you. What? Yeah, call him on your phone. He won't see it's you. I just blocked you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, all I have to do is nudge my phone near your phone, and then you know how you can share numbers or music with people? I just bumped your phone, and
so
now...
You want me to call him?
Yeah, I blocked your phone. I bumped it. I blocked it. I bumped it up. That piece of shit. I hope... No, I won't say it, but I was going to say something.
He's in
route. He's such a big shot now. He's a big shot. Now he's in New York. He doesn't have to return our call.
Well, in New York, no one can hear you cry and no one returns your calls.
Isn't it weird that in New York, sometimes there's something cozy about all the hustle and bustle? You're like, I know there's people out there getting...
Well, there's something cozy about all the people, you know, but... And, like, the streets can seem warm, you know.
If money wasn't an object, where would you live?
Money no object?
Yeah. Both New York, L.A., or just New York?
I don't know, man. That's
you don't know?
Call.
How do you not know that?
I don't know.
I'm a good interviewer. I don't let you down. I demand a question.
If money were no object.
If money were no object.
I've always wanted to live in Paris, but I don't know what that's like. I would love living in Italy. What town?
Can I tell you something? I'm being honest with you. I would only want you to move to Paris if you let me. We would like hire somebody, and you would decide you're going to wear these things, because then you'd be the guy out at the coffee place. You could be like
with the flamboyant.
No, not flamboyant, but very like, you know, you're always out drinking your coffee, and you could be very French.
Do you know these self-help gurus who say, imagine what you want to do in 5 years, right? I hate those things, and nothing ever comes to me, you know, except the same old things, like I'd love to have a cup of coffee in 5 years. You know what I mean? But I'm serious. But I did think that I would love to write a book in a cafe in Paris, like every day, wow. This came to me. Every day, go to the same cafe and write probably a novel.
I love that.
In a Parisian cafe, you know? And everybody around me is like, oh, toutes les lots. And I would be like, shut the fuck up.
Wait, you're there, but you're mad at people?
Yeah. You picked to be there.
Hold on, let me see if I get this right. You could pick anywhere to live if money wasn't an object. You'd have a place. Am I following this? You'd have a place here?
New York, San Francisco.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I love San Francisco.
Fucked up the bit. What was the bit? I just fucked it up, and I'm sorry, but please help me remember. I'll never forgive myself.
If you had all the money in the world, if money was no object, where would you live is what you said.
Okay, and then
and
you said...
And I said Paris, and I had this vision of writing a book in a Parisian cafe, but everybody around me is the and I'm like, I'm trying to write a book,
oh, right,
assholes.
Right. Okay, thank you. Okay. Yeah, please. You're not
helping me with this fucking accent.
You say,
oh, monsieur, you must go to the La Sance region.
We get it. You're cultured. You get a fresh baguette.
Oh, man. And then San Francisco, I would hate all the techies, like all the fucking adults on skateboards. You know what I mean? Like with like $10,000 jeans. This is what the techies do, right? They're all on skateboards, $10,000 jeans, texting while they're on their... motorized little transportation.
You ever just throw marbles out of your car?
Marbles?
Yeah, you know, when they're skateboarding, you throw marbles out.
You know, I
wanted... By the way, I don't even want to put that energy out into
the
world.
I wanted to do that, but I lost my marbles.
Well, but you've not...
Oh, this is good stuff. Now, where do you get this beautiful atmospheric music?
I'll tell you what I do. I care about the atmosphere. You are art. All I can do is frame you. So I just like to get fun songs and just let you talk.
Do you have this? Do you have different
stuff? Megan sent this in. Yes.
Do you have different stuff for each guest?
Yeah, I do. I do. I try. Like, go to the board of scoring songs and see what we have.
Who?
Like in the past. because there's a board of like scoring, like when you just.
How often do you put this out? The podcast?
Every day, every week, every week,
and you and you have one. Do you have a guest with you all week?
I know, that's why I don't. About here, here's one.
Hey, you. You're gorgeous. You're beautiful. You're amazing.
Is that Bamford?
No, that is a child that's on Zoom call with his dad. We just put some reverb in it.
What?
You know, you're right. With the information I gave you, no, there's a video of a guy, and now obviously this little kid has been told this by his dad. Now his dad looks to me like they're on a Zoom call. His dad's not, you know, and his little kid is repeating something that his dad says to him all the time. And you could see his dad is just so, like, just it's melting him, and his son is, like, saying this thing that he's been told this. So well, that's the thing. Can we play the real thing without the music? Without the music?
Hey, you. You're gorgeous. You're beautiful. You're amazing!
Your dad's cheeks just...
Let me ask a truthful, deep question.
Sure, I'm very open.
When do you regret not having a kid? Because that relationship is so special.
I think there's other ways to get that, that thing that you could...
You're right! A goddamn good burger! Hey, Bob, shoot me a cheeseburger. I never had a boy. Shoot me a cheeseburger medium rare. I never had a child. And
oh, my God. You know that? Yeah, like a hamburger.
The guy who doesn't really understand
no depth at
the
all.
Complexity of life and the depth of life.
Yeah,
give
me a hamburger.
Yeah.
You know, you thought like...
I'll tell you what's as good as having a kid and having that kind of relationship. Yeah. I'll tell you what's as good. Coming on a sneaker.
You know what? I had a lot of... Now the questions of, you know, why aren't you having kids is so minimalized from what it was even like 25 years ago. So, you know, you have the hypothetical even 25 years ago, a lot of people would, you know, even knowing my life choices that I've made and as being a man
even,
who...
I like the way you said, like, even knowing the my life choices that I've made.
I mean, I can't help it if I like dudes. You know, what did I do?
Who's no, but you could adopt.
It's Steve Fine Arts.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, this is a credit card company. Can I put you through to our lead advisor?
No, hold on. I don't know who we have on the line here, but I'm training this person to do credit card collection.
Is this Steve Fine Arts? Is this Steve Fine Arts?
Is this Steve Fine Arts?
Excuse me? I can't hear you. Steve?
Hey, prick.
Oh, do you want to... Well, why'd you call us back?
Well, no, I figure, you know, you got Eddie there now. This is the time.
Oh, but now I thought you were saying you're tired.
No, come on, for you guys...
Hey, don't do those salt baths. A lot of people are doing salt baths, and they're getting mentally ill.
Do you love New York already?
Oh, my God, we're in love with it. The first time. It's like 11.
Yeah, we get the time change. What's going on? Are you in Bushwick?
Are you in Bushwick? Eddie wants to know.
We just got picked up at the airport.
All right, listen, go do your thing. We have to go. We have 13 other callers.
Well, just know how dedicated I am to both of you.
Thank you. God bless you. And you enjoy New York. You deserve it. You live a life of trife.
Why did you get rid of him so quickly?
Because he was boring.
Oh, my God.
No, I felt like he was,
yeah.
To be honest, like, because my big thing is I never want to, like, it's hard to say no or like he's in the middle of something. Now, I'm high. I could have been totally wrong, and I think I might have been.
Wait a minute. You're high?
Yeah. So I thought he was, that's the truth. I'm being totally honest with you, like truth.
You're high
like,
right
I now. Now, if I'd love to know if you were.
Are you on Jimmy's? What are you on?
No,
Benny's?
Just marijuana. Okay. And I had a drink.
And you had a drink.
And I had a drink.
Is the pot really strong?
It's fun.
It's fun.
Why? Oh, God. I just love interrupting people when they're busy doing things.
You do?
I do. Like, I'll wait till somebody has children, right? And they're rushing them, let's say, to the hospital because of a fever, and saying, just one favor. You know, like, they're rushing their kid to the hospital. They got a fever. They're crying. And I call them, and I'm saying, look, I need a hand screwing in this mount for my television. I need a hand screwing in a television mount. And they're like, my child has 106 fever. They're like, my child. And I'm like, well, I want to watch a game. So can you please, before you go to the doctor, can you come here with little Jimmy and help me screw in this television mount? But he's got a fever. Yep. He's not going to die. Well, he may
die.
You
see them, they're carrying him out to the car in a blanket. Yes. You know, not with his face covered, and you yell from the porch, hey, could you real quick help me?
Oh, like, right.
They're putting him in the car.
Hey, Tom, can you help me? Is the boy sick? How sick is the boy?
Well, he's a very high fever. We just want to play it safe and go over to the emergency.
That's all well and good, but I got a television that needs to be mounted here. But before the game, I got Tom.
Can I help you tomorrow?
No, can do.
Well, please.
No, can do.
My son has a very...
Put him down on the curb there. Just run up. Run up for a second. And help me.
If I run up real quick, honey, I'm going to be literally 2 minutes. Keep the ice pack on his head. Okay.
What are you doing? You take him to the hospital. His television needs to be mounted.
Yeah, we just got to put it on. Wait, that's a big television. That's like 10 feet by 10 feet.
Yeah, but he's got to have it up.
I know, but I don't have the tools for something like
that. Don't be pussy whipped, Tom. Help me with this television.
Oh my God.
Put the child down on the curb. Oh my God. I didn't think a truck would jump the curb. Very, very sorry, Tom, but now that you have free time, can you come up?
My God.
The real show, we have commercials. What are we, fucking idiots? We'll be back right after this.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What do you think of this for betting music? I'm trying out all new things tonight.
For what?
You're on betting music, you know.
Betting?
Yeah, it's like the music that makes you...
It's nice. Like to have sex with somebody?
No, just to talk under. In the radio business, they used to... Oh. Like it was betting music.
This is okay.
Is it movies too?
It's kind of cute. It's cute. Not like puppy cute. You know what I mean? But it's cute. It's cute in a way that...
Would you play it in the lobby of your hotel if you owned a hotel?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Can I tell
you? Yeah, it's kind
of
cool.
I was at a hotel in, out of all places, I don't even remember, but it was opening up for Jim Gaffigan, and they took so into consideration the honor it is to be able to play music and choose music. Their music was unfucking believable. Just, you could talk, but it was cool. It was eclectic. Things you hadn't heard before. I'm like, whoever decided that what the music
really
should be in
what
this place?
Where were you?
We were in, damn it, I wish I could remember. But I could. I mean, I could find out where we were if I look on my phone, but it... The point being more than that, once in a while hotels do get it. We were in a few places like where you go, wow. But this one particularly, like the music, there were a lot of fire pits. And you're like, ooh. Oh, it was in Milwaukee. In like the downtown warehouse district. And it was this hotel called The Journeyman.
Okay.
And there was fire pits all over the roof.
I think that's the hotel run by Buddy Holly's kid, Nikki Holly.
No, is that true?
I could be mistaken. Harry Holly. Harry Holly is his name.
I love this. I would have all of this playing in the lobby of my hotel. I'd have a it's live nice. Band.
It is nice.
All right, listen. We gotta go in for the close. I mean, that means like 20 minutes. You good?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you all gotta go to the store. Isn't it better we stay more time here than you just, what, are you gonna go sit in your car?
Well.
Is that how boring I am?
No.
If I were you, I'd be begging me to stick around till 9:45. Please, Todd, what am I going to do? I got nothing to do. All right, listen. Do you want any cake? What? We have a cake. Nice.
Any what?
A cinnamon cake. I wish we did right now. How good would that be? Pancakes are great.
Ooh.
Can I tell you?
They're heavy. I love pancakes, but when I'm done with them and I slather them in butter and syrup, even though my Weight Watchers group says only 6-7 pancakes a day, they say, and you can have, as you know, unlimited butter and unlimited maple syrup. No, they're very lenient, and everybody's fat as fuck. It's no, they're the most lenient portion control group I ever have met. You know, their portions are fucking huge. I think they're just conning themselves. You know what I mean? Like they actually use, you know, those construction vehicles that scoop the earth? That's how much stuffing you can have on Thanksgiving. I'm not kidding. You can have that much.
It's like, just tell people what they want to believe. And then they go, well, I follow the diet.
That's right.
And I'm not.
That's right. As a matter of
I'm
fact.
I'm not losing weight. I'm listening to this
fact,
word for word.
I use less butter than they said.
Yes. That guy said, he goes, to me, if you don't get a big glob of butter with the syrup, it's not good. Right. You know what I mean? When you
he's the leader of the group.
He's the leader of the group.
He's 620 pounds, and I'm in much better shape than him.
Let me do this, Eddie.
He doesn't even have pants anymore. He just fits. He fits into like just cloth.
Eddie Pepitone is here tonight on the Todd Glass Show. Yeah. Eddie Pepitone.
I hope this show's being recorded.
Eddie Pepitone.
Jesus. Eddie Pepitone. What else do we have? How many do we have? Just. I want to see how many we have. Eddie can take a break.
For the masses. For the masses. Eddie Pepitone.
Eddie Pepitone.
For the masses.
Just do it.
For the masses.
I like this one.
Eddie Pepitone.
Just do it. Joe McKenzie, ladies and gentlemen, world-renowned composer for the Todd Glass Show, alive and doing well.
All right, Joe. I love that.
Well, it's a shame.
What is?
What happened? He got caught stealing a candy cane from a trick-or-treater.
From a what?
From a trick-or-treater. I couldn't think of anything silly. Anyway, but let's get rid of these. I mean, if once I get rid of the post-its, then I could say goodnight. Like, we did this. I think this is good for people to hear. I don't know. Maybe you think it's a little sophomoric, but I think it's...
If you ever wonder why good things aren't happening to you, it's because you are the good thing. You're the good thing that's happening in so many other people's lives, whether you realize it or not.
All right, listen. You know, I know what people need. People are sitting at home. Hello, Mrs. Wilson. We love your class. I hope you're having fun.
Hello, teacher.
I'm glad to see you.
Welcome, Amazon employees. I know that several of you have diabetes.
But I was trying to be the band for you.
And I know that we don't pay you that well.
We don't care. It's an honor to be working here. That's what you're... It's like they mine. They get these songs. Hello, Mrs. Wilson.
Where did you find that song?
These kids are adorable.
Where did you find that song?
I was on TikTok. That's love.
Hello, Mrs. Allen. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad I'm in your class.
She's a great teacher. I can tell by the video. Now, could I be wrong? Of course, but...
I picture it always somewhere in, like, Ireland that they do that, not in the States.
She had her little keyboard, and just a lot of love. It's a lot of love. Teachers are amazing. Yeah, I know they that are. Seems so cliche, but I really did have a lot of amazing teachers. People are, you know what? I'll make it more broad. People are amazing. You know?
Some.
Right. But it can't be real good unless it's real bad. People can only be as good as it's bad.
That's interesting.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I certainly say it with some authority.
I think I know what you mean, because there was this guy who used to vomit blood in a bakery, but he was also terrific. Like, on the flip side.
Like
I
what?
Think that's what you mean.
No, that's not what I mean at all.
Oh, it isn't? I'm sorry. I brought up a bad example.
No, I mean like... this like guy, the yin and the yang of the universe. I think you know what I mean. You're not. You've been around. You're smarter than me, and you know
no,
it. Don't
I
be mean. Stupid. Shut the fuck up. You're smarter than me.
I am.
You
not.
Shut up, Eddie. Shut the fuck up. You're smarter than me. Admit it. Don't be.
God damn it.
You pile of shit.
Just
admit it.
All right. So I do a little fusion with the particle accelerator. And I put it together myself. But you're the one who figured out how to do the puzzle the other day.
Do you remember the second? Do you remember the second concert you went to? And you don't have to make any. If the answer is, I really don't. It got mushy after that. You know, because that's what happens.
Jesus. Yeah.
And I don't
right?
mean because the years passed. I mean, 5 years passed, 10 years passed. And you're like, well, what was the second one I went to?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of.
I'm not.
Oh, man. The Beacon, Bob Dylan.
You saw, wait, what years, what, like, I don't, you don't have to give years.
Let's see, Kennedy like got it. Shot.
Oh, you have to, that's the guy when he goes to his memory, it's all bad things. Hey, my son is having his, he got married, I want to invite you to the
when
wedding.
When did he get married?
He's getting married August 15th.
He got married, let's see, the Challenger blew up.
Everything that jogs his memory is a horrific event.
Oh, hold it. Let's see. When did we drive the Indians? Trail of Tears, 1874. Like, he goes back to dates he doesn't even need to, but they're horrific things that have happened. Oh, let's see. The Jamestown colony, they starved to death in the 1600s. It was Friday. It was last Friday.
Friday, exactly. Oh, you're fucking spot on, Eddie Pepitone. It's the Eddie Pepitone Hour. It's wackier. All right, listen. Let's have a real show. Eddie, hi.
Hi.
I want you to feel welcome. Is there anything we can get you?
Cinnamon cake?
Yeah, I would love it.
Do you like cinnamon cake?
Well, of course. Who wouldn't? I mean, it's basically cinnamony.
Like very cinnamony. You know what I saw today? A fucking, they called it a sugar plum Danish. And and you could get it heated. Now, I didn't have it because I'm vegan.
Where at?
Starbucks.
Is there a vegan breakfast sandwich at Starbucks? If you get the Impossible,
they have something
the
like that. Yeah, you have to get it without
Impossible
something. Yeah.
But then the bread is there.
The bread's fine, I think.
How do you know?
Because I vet.
You just seem to make it up, to be honest. And I'm not going to put you on the
sugar
spot.
Plum Danish.
Oh no! So let's go back.
And
to
if
that.
You get that,
so where did you see this? Where did you see
at
this?
At a Starbucks in Santa Monica today, and I just was looking at that sugar plum Danish. You know, I was looking at it, and then someone behind me said, "Excuse me, but do you mind? I just have to get by to do a little cocaine." this guy is an Italian immigrant, you know, and obviously he was.
Sir,
he was,
you can't do cocaine here.
Oh,
you're in the
I
bathroom.
I see you're looking at the sugar plum Danish, and
they're delicious. What are you doing with those?
The thing is that I don't.
Oh,
like
they look
my
very
sugar
good.
Plum,
oh. Is that butter dripping off of them?
My sugar plum Danish. It's
oh,
a cocaine.
I sure would love one of
it's
those.
It's a cocaine.
Oh, what?
Your sugar plum Danish.
Yes.
Is what you love. I love a cocaine.
So it's like me not having a sugar plum
yeah,
Danish.
Yeah, that's why I need to get by you, okay?
Okay, go ahead and do some cocaine.
Oh, is it that easy? I just want to jostle
it's not
you a
that
little
easy.
Because I like the warmth of people.
Well,
can I jostle
you, know
you?
You're a good
do
guy.
Do you mind if I jostle you?
What does
you?
That mean?
It means I have a chunky ding ding. You want to see my chunky ding dong?
Well, it's funny. I've talked about this.
Yes.
You know, when somebody says it, you think, I sort of do now, but you know it's also wrong. It's wrong.
No big deal.
How does it get its... Do you mind if I ask... If you would have jumped out, I'll be honest, and said, hey, do you want to use explicit... I would have been calling the cop. I would have been, like, at least running from you. I don't play games. But you said you jumped out behind the building there, and you did say, do you want to see my chunky ding-dong?
No, I just figured everybody wants to see it because it's so chunky, you know? It's just like a piece. It's like bigger than usual people's. Chunky, you know? It's big.
So...
It's I realized, see a throw pillow.
And I realized that I was lying to myself because I was thinking like, well, no, I don't. That's what you say. No, get the fuck. But then I was like, you do. You sort of now you're like, what? Chunky ding dong. I mean, maybe I just want to take a quick look if, but I don't want to go, you know, I don't want to put myself in an unsafe situation.
Look.
So if you want to just meet it.
Is there a safe situation around
well,
chunky ding dong?
You know what? I'm just going to have to imagine what your chunky ding dong looks like, and I'm going to leave, and I'm sorry that
really?
You waste your time.
Are you sure?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Can I get by you to do some cocaine?
Yes, you can. I said you
no,
could
I
do
want
it.
To jostle you.
No, I can't. It's I'm not.
Which means I want to show you my chunky ding dong. Here it is. Look, you fuck.
And that is another episode of The Chunky Ding Dong. Brought to you by Exxon. Exxon.
Okay, so we're getting rid of everything. Xmas thoughts. We bring any Xmas songs. How do you like that? It's a fun thing. What the hell's going on here? Eddie Pepitone's our guest. We're going in for the clothes.
My ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here.
The holiday season is.
It's right around us. It's a big hug on the Todd Glass Show, everybody. Just love. That's all I want you to feel. It's a warm blanket. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. People need love, affirmations, you know? Can
they
I play
do.
Something for you? Because I think
yes.
you'd be good at doing this.
Okay, let's hear it.
And then, can you play the positive affirmations, but it's a little more realistic? And then, do we have other music without the words? Do we ever get meditation music? Just like, but we can find some. Okay, so here's this thing. Because I get this, I relate with this. It takes about 30 seconds
sit
to breathe.
Or lie want, comfortably.
And then you know what? We're gonna pause it for one second.
I want everybody to take their chunky ding dong. I want them to slap it on a coffee table.
Can I tell you, and I didn't think I was going to mention it this show because it's too much, but I always talk about Vinny and how I know he reacts. And he tries to walk down the street. Well, the chunky ding-dong thing has already been making us laugh. It's just so absurd. So now on the show, he could be walking somewhere and just we're talking about chunky ding-dong. It's so silly. It's such a funny phrase. I really want to call my next special Chunky Ding Dong.
That's funny. You should do it.
I think I might.
And let people think what they will with what that means.
Yeah, let them read into it.
And your band that
the Chunky
you have,
Ding-Dongs.
The Chunky Ding Dongs.
Please, how about a hand for the Chunky Ding Dongs, everybody? Aren't they great?
They're pretty good, says a drunk. It is a drunk guy. Hey, can I ask you something?
Yes, go ahead.
How'd you come up with that name? I don't feel good, but I do want that piece of information. You know, I never go to the library. I never go to the library because I'm always plastered. And that's the last play. But I always wanted to be a reader. I always wanted to read Moby Dick. How did you get that name, Chunky Ding Dong? Because it sounds like Moby Dick to me. God damn it. Everything is... Everything is spinning. Everything is spinning.
This guy, I get it. I follow the bit. You came to see me. You want to ask about Chunky Ding Dong.
Can I ask you another question?
Well, you didn't let me answer that one, sir.
Well, how come I grew up The name in a place that didn't have any love.
Well, sir, that's sad to hear, but because unfortunately, this
it's
happens.
Not sad to hear if you play it over a fart whistle.
If we had that, we'd play it. We don't have any. How's that? Does that make it better?
It's very funny.
You like that?
We'll do it. No, you like that? It's the holidays.
Yeah, play. Give him what he wants. Does that make you?
That's so.
It's fun?
I really.
Now, do you like this being?
Well, my father used to work for Warner Brothers and he did sound, so it brings back nice memories.
Oh, if they had like a fart sound in the movie?
Well, they had everything. Oh, I love that. That was a wet one.
Shut up.
God, that's good.
Okay.
Oh,
we just
boy.
Want to make you happy.
Oh, boy. Hey, I happen to have silk stockings in this suitcase. You want any? $20 a pair.
Shut up. Yeah, you know my favorite thing, and I always try to, you know, give your, go in to see your stand-up. Because you get people, you do a show, next week there's people that haven't listened the week before. Not everybody listens to every episode.
Hey, if this is coming out Friday, can we plug that?
Sure. What do you plug what?
You're going to do Eddie Pepitone and Friends at the Improv Monday, December 13th at 7 p.m.
That's right, in the main
the Hollywood Improv.
With the new green room, all sexy. Did you see it upstairs? They have their own bar and the stage. You can go from the green room on the second floor and walk to the stage, down a staircase, and go right back to the green room.
Oh, really?
Yep. Without
in the main room?
In the main room.
Oh, I haven't checked that out
yet. You can go from the green room, and there's a stage that slants right to the stage.
Okay, I'm going to check that out.
And let me tell you, it's really cool. So the meditation. Do we have that meditation?
Yeah, let's do the meditation.
And do we have that music?
Sit or lie comfortably, quietly. Allow yourself to be here fully in this moment. With your eyes closed, begin to connect with your inner world of thought and feeling. Gradually, let the horseshit of the external world fade from your awareness.
Right? It's more honest.
If you find your mind wandering to other thoughts, don't let it concern you. Just acknowledge that all that shit is fucking bullshit.
I feel this could be, you know, more like you, like being able to...
Where'd you get this one?
I found it on the internet. But I thought, you know what?
It's what?
You'd be a good motivator. Like, what if somebody wanted a motivator, but really they can handle the truth?
They can really handle the truth?
Yeah, wait. Am I thinking this right? Oh, yeah, this guy's got meditation music. Let me hear the meditation music. And
if you had a choice, would you rather pay?
It's all right. Don't worry about it. Isn't he doing a great job?
Yes.
Would you do a bit for me, and then we'll say goodnight?
Yeah.
First, I want to do this thing we're talking about.
Which one?
Meditation? Meditation.
Okay.
All
right, everybody, I want you to lay down on this shitty rug, okay? Just lay down on this shitty rug. It's got bugs and piss, but that's what you paid for. You're a bunch of cheap fucks, and you're going to lay down on this shitty, shitty rug. And now I want you to breathe in. I want you to breathe in, and I want you to breathe in all the pollutants that are in our air. And you know why they're in our air? Because Chevron, Exxon, all the chemical companies, DuPont. Hey, by the way, did you see how one of the DuPonts killed an Olympic wrestler? It's called, it's a good movie with Steve Carell. Anyway, just breathe in God. I want you to breathe in the divine if you believe in that horse crap. Just breathe in the divine. Now I want you to take a razor to your nutsack.
Oh, shut up.
I'm kidding. I just feel like you people would listen to anything I said because you're a bunch of fucking sheep who come into this pissy studio and have nothing better to do but listen to some guy like me who's wanted in three states. I'm wanted in three states. What are the three states I'm wanted in? Agitated, angry, and irritable. Those are the three states.
Eddie, you're just great. Every time I think, here's what I think a lot.
Yeah.
Truth. I don't like throwing, like sometimes you throw a bit somebody and then I think, oh, what am I, you know, like I'm
yeah.
But then you do it, I'm like, oh, that was nothing for him. You're like, boom, you hit it out of the park. You know exactly what I mean. But for some reason, you have a way of looking like, Kyle, what are you doing?
Well, me and you, and we've talked about this before, we are simpatico. We have the same
desire
for humor.
For humor. Now, why am I making a bit about it? Because I think you're being serious.
I am.
I know.
I am being serious. We commit. I think me and you don't have a plan B. Like, I think the reason why you don't want to, that I think the reason why you listen to that teacher and say teachers are great is because it's too late for you to teach. You have to keep going with the comedy. We have no plan B. We have passion.
Right. For and you comedy. Know what? I'm going to say this. I've said it before. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of power. Like, you know, sometimes you just take knowledge and then you go, okay, well, I can apply that to really affect my present. And one of those things would be, if you ask yourself, do you remember things that adults said to you when you were five? And of course the answer is yes. Five, six, seven, like something an adult said that you like, you know, or made you laugh or you liked. Mm. And you stay with you forever. I have people in my life, I can remember them. People, adults that I really liked. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah.
And
so I don't. Do you remember what they said and stuff?
I remember some things that they said. Always remembered like their nuance and their you know, and they were fun to be around. And I liked.
Yeah.
You know, I liked them. They my grandfather's brother was like always.
Yeah.
Loved when he was around. You know, but my grandfather, we could do without. I'm kidding. I hope
my grandmother I love so much. You know, she would just be like, "Do you mind if I?" Let me, she's Italian, you know, because Sicilian, my dad's Sicilian, so his grandparents from the old country, he's like, Eddie, don't mind if I just get around you and do a little cocaine.
Oh, shut up.
I never knew what she was talking about.
No, I can't have you do
cocaine. I never knew what she was talking about.
Oh, my God. You want to name 10 things? Don't we have a new segment on the show, and then I know what we're going to close with.
10? Like Jesus Christ.
Ten? Is it 10?
Name 10.
All right, 10's a lot, so let's shorten it a little.
10 things what?
How about this?
Name 5.
5. About someone that you like, name 5. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, only because I'm in a good mood. Let's lower it.
Name 3.
3 things. How about a friend? 3. I'll tell you what. And only because you've been so cool on today's show, I'm going to lower it.
Okay, 1.
1 nice thing about Steve Rosenthal.
That's tough.
Tough? Really? I could name 10 things.
Really?
Steve Fine Arts, I meant.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Jesus. In my head, I'm thinking, what? So, right. Steve, did I say I said Rosenthal? Is that why you left? But you know who Rosenthal is, just not nearly as well as you know Steve Fine Arts. Right. So you're like, Steve Fine Arts. Name 1 nice thing about Steve Fine Arts in a new segment.
Okay,
on the show.
1 nice thing about Steve Fine Arts is he is a very sweet kind. He's a very sweet. He's not that kind. He's very the guy who takes away his compliments.
Yeah.
He's very not like sweet and kind. Well, he's not. He's not that kind, but he is just
he's a good guy. Well, he can be bitter, but he's got a good heart. He says being, I think it's half an insult, this compliment.
Yeah, right.
I think it's half an insult.
Well, sweet is a strong word for what he is. He's saccharine. No, that isn't the word I'm looking for.
You know what I like? He is empathetic.
He is. He's
that's
very
a good
empathetic.
Quality to have.
He's very sensitive. Steve
good.
Is
that's
very
a good quality.
Sensitive.
You know what? If I know someone that's sensitive, of course it depends how sensitive does it cause. I mean, different levels. But I can be around people that are sensitive. You know why? Because I know I am. And it just always don't. You can make as many jokes as you want, but you don't have to joke about what their insecurities are. But there's millions of other things. We can have a twisted sense of humor, but whatever their insecurities are, let's not fuck with those things. They tend to be my best friends.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, so much so.
Because, you know, because we have a friend. We go, well, how come when he's making fun of us, we're all always loving it. He goes to James Adomian. He goes, because James doesn't make fun of what your insecurities are. You know, like what if he knew something, he would. He just, I don't know. Who cares? James Adomian died, and I'm trying to be nice. He passed away. So here's how we're gonna go to close. We're gonna play. Let's pick a song you like. I want to listen to it. What? But But it has to be a polka. Your favorite polka.
My favorite polka?
Yeah, like you roll out the barrel or, you know, an Artegian dance song. Something like, I know that's not very polka-ish, but like anything in the oompa-boompa-oompa-oompa-oompa-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Everybody gather around, everybody gather around. Pass me some cocaine and let's do a little of it. Don't hog the cocaine, don't hog the coke. Please don't give it to the children. They may wind up dead. Cocaine!
You know there's a restaurant where they go, put your napkin in the air, and they go, and they all wave their napkin around. They go, I forget the song, to be honest with you, I'm sorry. Get up, get up, get up and shake your napkin. Get up, get up, get up and shake your napkin.
But make sure your napkin doesn't have shit in it.
Get up, get up, get up and shake your napkin. But make sure that your napkin doesn't have shit in it. They have to change.
We shake.
Get up, get up, get up. Your napkin, but make sure
there's no shit in it.
Get up, get up, get up.
Shake your napkin.
Make sure
there's no shit in it.
Just do it, just do it, just do it.
Give me that napkin, honey, I say. Give me that napkin right away. I'm your waiter named Vito. Come on, baby, give me some blow. I'm Vito, Vito the cocaine waiter. Vito, Vito the cocaine waiter. Vito, Vito the cocaine. Now, baby, you know that I get off at 10. So why do you keep giving me a fountain pen? You want me to write the great American novel? I told you, baby, I live in a hovel. Vito, Vito, the cocaine waiter. I wanna be a writer, not a waiter. Vito, Vito, the cocaine waiter. Vito, Vito, the cocaine. Now, baby, I wanna sell you a Persian rug. I wanna sell you a big hug. I'm Vito, Vito, the cocaine waiter. Vito, Vito, I see you.
Feel that?
I'll see you later. I'm out.
It's a real show, everybody. Thank you. You know, we're gonna close with this. I was gonna let you pick a song and we would just listen to it. Together. You still, you have one?
What?
Polka? Polka? That's how we were going to end the show.
I don't.
Could be Hava Nagila, could be.
Whatever you want. I don't know polkas. I don't
any
know
any song at all.
I don't know.
I'm widening the.
Put your left foot in and your right foot
okay.
out.
Okay.
You do the hokey pokey.
We'll do the hokey pokey. You know what? It's a fun, silly song. I bet you're sarcastic picking it, but I bet.
Oh, probably. Oh, do you bet that? Maybe you don't know me then.
You know your shit. You're like, of course it seems overly campy to the point of absurdity, but guess what? It's probably going to be a lot of fun. It's a Todd Glass Show, everybody. Thank you. Aaron Simon. Mwah! Eddie Funk.
Rolling Papers.
No.
That isn't the hokey pokey.
No, that's not the hokey pokey. Let's get the real hokey pokey. We'll get the real hokey pokey. We'll go to a break, even if you pull it up on the internet.
Okay.
Now we have to commit. We can't close the show without the hokey pokey. Eddie, thank you very much.
Thank
that
you.
That was only an hour and 38 minutes. So
no,
don't.
It was more than.
No, it wasn't. Because the first 2 minutes. Are we ready? It's all right. Thank you, Eddie. Have a good set at the Comedy Store.
I don't know what if I'm gonna.
Our show is when. December 13th.
I'll send you a text again, but it's
December.
The 13th.
I'm saying it on the podcast. If you live in L.A., go.
December 13th, Monday, and Eddie at 7 o'clock.
Eddie will listen to everything I say, so the atmosphere is going to be right, the mood's going to be right, that's the music right. Yeah, as you sit down will be right.
I would love it if you do that up.
Believe me, I'm going to take control.
From all-time children's favorites, by the Learning Station.
All right, thank you, everybody. Enjoy. This will take you to close.
You put your right on in, you take your right on.
I'm letting it play out because I'm picturing Vinny walking down the street bobbing around like the Hokey Pokey. Vinny, the janitor I met in Florida.
You take your left arm out, you put your left arm in, and you shake it all about. You do the Hokey Pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Play Happy Birthday, Aristotle, and then play Mr. Rogers. Thank you, Aristotle, for taking the show to a close. You're great. I hope it all merged in together. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Happy birthday, dear friend. We sing to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. We thought we'd try to tell you how we love you on your birthday. We thought we'd try to sing and dance and play today. We wanted to surprise you on your birthday and say, we love you every day, not just today. Happy birthday, dear friend. We sing to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I love.